Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Second hour, Darren Donick and Chase here on ESPN 102.5. The game, Titans win 42-16. Jim Wyatt covers the team, TennesseeTitans.com. Jim, everybody could see that coming last night. That was easy to predict. It played out exactly like we all thought it would. Welcome to the show. I'm sure you had that in your notes. 42-16, Titans win, move on to 4-0.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you've got games at night and working on deadline, you always have leads ready for either way. And certainly I had one ready for a win, and also, you know, was ready to adjust if the game didn't turn out so well. But it came together pretty quickly where I knew I was going to use my winning lead. Certainly a pleasant surprise to a lot of people. And you would think with so much going on with the COVID and not having a lot of guys available and needing to call guys up from the practice squad and only really having one full practice, having to deal with a lot of distractions, doing all the meetings on Zoom. I mean, it's just hard to imagine the team would come out and play as well as it did last night, but it did. And now the challenge is you got to turn around and play here in just a couple of days against the Texans. So it was a great win last night, certainly. Now you can't celebrate much because it's time to get back to work. That's what a Tuesday game does to you. Hard to believe you played Tuesday night football.
I know. You've covered a lot of Titans games over the years, and I mean a lot. Considering the circumstances, considering the gap and everything that transpired between their last game, that 16-day window, where does this one rank as in – all-time impressive wins? I think we're going to talk about this one for a while.
Yeah, I think it ranks up there. I mean, I think obviously, you know, and the whole country and the whole NFL had to deal with the emotions following 9/11 and just trying to get your mind back on playing football. And football obviously wasn't the most important thing at that time. And there was a delay because the games were canceled that weekend. And just to show you how much, how much football was secondary back then, I don't even remember what the Titans did in their first game back after 9/11 and when the games were canceled that weekend. But I
think they lost at Jacksonville, if I remember correctly.
Okay. Well,
does that sound right, Jim?
That sounds right. I mean, it's hard to believe. That's been so long ago, but I can't ever remember a situation like this. I mean, we've never had a situation like this in the middle of the season where you had two games rescheduled, you had such a long delay, and you had to deal with so much adversity. I did say last night, kind of leading up to the game, that it kind of reminded me a little bit of the Chiefs game last year. It obviously didn't have any COVID-related issues, but the Titans were with a lot of guys then. They were facing a team that a lot of people thought was one of the best in the NFL. And I don't think a lot of people gave the Titans a chance. A lot of people were calling for them to get blown out, and they found a way to win that game, and it kind of jump-started, you know, what happened last season. I think this game was similar in a lot of ways. You just had a lot of people doubting you, a lot of people not giving you a chance, and team ride together and played well. And you could kind of get a sense that they were going to have a chip on their shoulder just shoulders just by the way they were talking, you know, leading up to this game. But to be able to put that together and be able to execute the game plan and play with some discipline and to be as sharp as they were after having such limited time on the practice field, I mean, it was really remarkable if you ask me.
They lost to the Dolphins at home to start the season 2 days before 9/11, and after 9/11 they lost to Jacksonville down there 13-6. How did they make Josh Allen? There was so much hype, rightfully so. I mean, when you're completing 71% of your passes and you're 4-0, you belong, you know, you deserve a lot of hype. And there was a lot of talk about how Josh Allen had taken this big step forward and, you know, what is this, year three for him now? But how did the Titans make him look like the Josh Allen we've seen the last 2 years as opposed to the first four games?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I don't know if I know the answer because I think Josh Allen's really good. I mean, I've watched him play and watched him mature in his career. You know, I've seen some of his productive plays this season in their win against the Raiders, and they've been really good on offense. Some of his mistakes last night were just bad throws. Obviously, one of them went off his receiver's hands and was intercepted by Malcolm Butler. He threw another one to Butler. He had time to throw. You know, he was effective on third down. I think he still ran around and made plays. He just kind of made some mistakes that have really been kind of uncharacteristic of him during the first, you know, 4 weeks of the season. But I think this is a good Buffalo team. And I don't leave here and think, you know, leave last night thinking, well, Buffalo is a sham. You know, this team was overrated. I still think Buffalo is really good. I just think they kind of walked into a little bit of a hornet's nest last night against a team that felt like is just, you know, not disrespected, but just felt insulted just by the way, they've been talked about across the league. And I know people don't want to hear, you know, woe is the Titans, because a lot of people are looking at the Titans and thinking that this is a team that doesn't deserve sympathy because of the COVID outbreak. But the reality is, you know, this COVID outbreak was, nothing. I mean, the Titans did everything they could to keep this from spreading. And we're dealing with a virus that's infected so many people in this country. It's killing so many people in this country. The league knew that we were going to have issues as we tried to make our way through this season. And it's going to continue to be a challenge as we go into November and December. Certainly a lot of dialogue about if the Titans could have done things to handle it better. But, I firmly believe that this organization did everything it could. And you know, the players getting together leading up to the Steelers game that was canceled are just trying to get themselves ready to play. There was, a failure to communicate to steal a line from Cool Hand Luke back in the day. And that's what kind of led to a lot of criticism of the team across the country. But this team was ready to play. I think this team is going to continue to be motivated by some of the things that have been said, and I think Buffalo just happened to come in here at the wrong time, and it was just a bad night for Buffalo, I think. And I'd be lying if I said I didn't think they were suffered a little bit from some of the rescheduling and a jumbled practice schedule and not knowing where they were going to play, and they had a lot of guys out themselves. I mean, the Titans were dealing with a lot of issues, but Buffalo had a lot of guys out that are difference makers as well. So I think in time this is going to prove to be a really good win.
Speaking with Jim White, TennesseeTitans.com, we always have thrown out the phrase, you know, change of scenery. But how many times does that really work? It's just, I feel like at times it's just been a convenient line. It has worked for Ryan Tannehill. It was an interesting stat that NFL on CBS put out there, a tweet comparing the last 14 games of Tannehill and Patrick Mahomes. And just looking at those numbers, you could say Ryan Tannehill has been the better quarterback. Why has truly a change of scenery worked so well for Tannehill?
Well, I think he's in a good offense, you know, and he's with an offensive coordinator, and Arthur Smith, who's taking advantage of his skill set. I think he obviously benefits from having a running back behind him in Derrick Henry that certainly gets a lot of attention. But I think, you know, I think a chance for him to kind of be the leader of this team, to kind of be able to assert himself, to be able to kind of, you know, relax and play, I think has been good for him. I mean, when he was in Miami, obviously he's got the high expectations as a first-round pick. You know, people that a guy people look to try to save the franchise. You know, here he came into this situation with, you know, with not without the same expectations. Now, obviously, things changed when he got the contract this offseason, but he picked up where he left off. I think he's a really good player. I mean, he's been accurate. He's a good athlete. He's got great leadership ability. So, and he's even been better than I thought. But, you know, it's funny. I always think back, and it was this week last year, I think, when he replaced Marcus Mariota. And we all know, you know, how much people love Mariota around here, and there was a big portion of the fan base that was done with the team when they made the quarterback change. I'll never forget tweeting out a video of Ryan Tannehill on the practice field the week when he took over for Mariota, and in the background, AC/DC's Highway to Hell was playing, and somebody commented, you know, under the video that, you know, this is appropriate song because this is where the Titans are headed. And look now, a year later, where this team is headed.
Totally
and
changed Ryan the franchise.
Tannehill, yeah, he deserves a lot of credit for that. Mm.
Talking to Jim Wyatt, TennesseeTitans.com. He's been covering the team for a long time. This was a pretty memorable win that the Titans had last night. And, Jim, one theme that I think you've kind of touched on, but I think bears repeating, when you win a game like that, it would have been impressive if they were at full strength. But it's another great example of the Titans' ability to find guys that, when they're called upon, can play a role and they can get use out of those guys. Like Arthur Smith last night utilizing some of the receivers that hadn't played a lot, like Hollister, who had, you know, been on the practice squad for a long, long time. It seems like every time they need to pull him out of mothballs, he goes in, and it's not like it's like he hasn't missed a beat. It's great identification of personnel, and also the coach's ability to put them in positions to succeed.
No doubt, and I think it starts with the head coach, who is not wanting to give anybody an excuse. I mean, he certainly believes and practices what he preaches when he talks about the next man up, no excuses mentality. I mean, yeah, you could have sat around and said, okay, we don't have Jeffrey Simmons and we don't have Corey Davis and we don't have Adam Humphries and we don't have Kari Blasingame and we don't have Christian Fulton and we don't have Kamala Correa. But, I mean, there were so many guys that weren't available for this team, whether they're frontline guys or they're backups who help you with depth and help you keep guys fresh. And, you know, Vrabel doesn't want to hear any excuses. They call up four guys from the practice squad. They count on guys they haven't really had to count on in the past, and those guys made plays. And, you know, I thought Chris Jackson, the rookie who stepped,
no question,
who stepped in, made some plays. I thought Khalif Raymond, who was elevated, saw his role elevated, he made some plays. You know, you mentioned, you know, certainly Hollister. You know, Westbrook Akeen had a catch in this game. I mean, there were a number of guys who jumped at the opportunity to make a difference, and that kind of re-energizes a team. I mean, to see everybody kind of pulling together.
And you can remember, Jim, many a Titans team in the past that when they were utilizing those guys, they weren't there. They did not produce at all, right? Isn't that fair to say? Like, they just weren't very good. Some previous administrations, you know, let's say from about 2010 until recently, they would have a hard time identifying. When they had to go to the practice squad, you just expected nothing at all. It was a totally different thing.
Yeah, I that is true. And I think part of that is just because, you know, frankly, some of those guys, you know, weren't very good. I mean, that the back end and the depth on the team, you know, just wasn't quality enough to where you could expect guys to step in and not have a big drop off. You know, I think John Robinson has done a really good job of filling spots with guys. Obviously, when you're spending a lot of money on Ryan Tannehill and you're spending a lot of money on Derrick Henry and you're spending a lot of money on Jadeveon Clowney, obviously you're not able to bolster depth at all the positions. But, you know, you do as good a job as you can, and you count on guys to do their jobs when called upon. You know, the Titans, you know, need to be fortunate here. I mean, we can't kid anybody. This team is different if something should happen to Tannehill, or something should happen to Henry, or something should happen to, you know, some guys in the offensive line. So, you know, this team, knock on wood, needs to stay healthy and needs to continue to be able to count on guys who will step up when guys go down. And this team is not without warts. And we'd be lying if we sit here thinking this team is ready to make a Super Bowl run right now. This team is last in the league on third down defense, is still having trouble getting to the quarterback. You know, Josh Allen had too much time, was able to pick them apart a lot of the game on Sunday, you know, Tuesday night, and that's got to get better. But the good thing is this team's able to try to make some corrections and do it from a position of being 4-0 and with two home games coming up.
Jim, did you sense this coming with the report that Kamilai Correa wants to get traded? It was a terrible timing on his part. He doesn't look very good coming out with this the day after the team has a win like that. But it just came out of left field for me, but I realize he wasn't being utilized very much early in the season, even before the COVID thing hit, but I was still surprised.
Yeah, I mean, he has had such a small role, and they go out and get Clowney, and they go out and get Beasley, and they've got an up-and-coming guy in Landry, and Derek Roberson, who has been inactive because he's been hurt and because they've leaned on other guys. I mean, those are the four that are really in the picture. And if you're Correa, I'm sure he's looking at it as a situation where he's on the outside, you know, looking in as far as a playtime standpoint. The timing is weird because he just got taken off of the COVID-19 list yesterday before the game, and yes, he was inactive, but it's the same thing for Christian Fulton. I mean, both of these guys are now available to play, but they didn't practice all week. I mean, yes, they're off the list, but to think that they're going to come in and help you, you know, after not being able to do anything for a couple of weeks seems unrealistic. So,
Jim White is with us from TennesseeTitans.com. And, Jim, you're breaking up a little bit. I think we still have you.
Just the way things have gone for him this year and being kind of in the background.
All right, there we go. You broke up a little bit there, but I think we got you back. Jim Wyatt from TennesseeTitans.com. Avid Dodgers fan that trail my Braves 0-2 in the series. Had to get that in there, Jim. Sorry for that. But you mentioned the defense and the third down defense, and you just named a lot of the guys that have been out. But how much is this team missing a Dorey Jackson in putting all the pieces in the right place to be able to get it done in the secondary, which has a trickle-down effect to the front seven?
I was going to pretend like I'd to call it drop since you're missing the Dodgers fan down 0-2. I might as well keep up. I might as well keep it rolling. I'm hoping my Dodgers can get it in gear, but I'm not as optimistic as I was at the start of this series. I mean, I think, you know, it's just crazy to think that, you know, leading up to the opener, that all of a sudden you can remove a guy like a Dorey Jackson and you could still find yourself sitting at 4-0. You know, has it been perfect all the way through? No. I mean, Chris Jackson played well last night, but he obviously has had some growing pains. You know, Jonathan Joseph has had some growing pains. They've worked guys like Ty Smith in. They've worked several guys into the mix to try to make it through. But, I think Butler, you know, obviously rose to the occasion last night, made some plays. If I can get a Dory back in there at some point in the not-so-distant future and get Christian Fulton back in there and practicing again, I think this secondary still has a chance to settle in and be a solid unit. But, you know, up to this point, I mean, it's kind of been a jumbled group. You've had, you know, guys in, you've had guys out. You know, Chris Jackson's missed time. Obviously, Dory hasn't played. Christian Fulton's missed time, but they've been able to kind of mix and match different guys to be able to keep it going. I mean, you know, the pass rush has got to help these guys out. I mentioned it earlier. I mean, Clowney's flashed, no doubt, and they've gotten a sack here and there, but it just isn't where it needs to be. So all of that works hand in hand. I think the secondary will get better as the season goes on, but that's, you know, the pass rush has got to help make that happen.
He's Jim Wyatt of TennesseeTitans.com. All right, Jim, go do some curls. I know that's helped Derrick Henry, so maybe that can help you out with other media members.
Yeah, I could do curls the rest of my life nonstop and not be able to do what he did last night. That was pretty impressive.
I love that answer, though.
Yeah,
I've done too many
curls.
Yeah, it
was a great answer. And maybe he took Earl Thomas off the hook from turning him around in that playoff game last year and put Josh Norman kind of on the top of that list of guys that have been victimized. But, you know, just seeing what that did to kind of ignite the sideline and kind of fire up this team, and that's what Derrick Henry does. And I think I may go hit some weights, and maybe that'll help inspire my Dodgers too.
There you go. He is Jim Wyatt of TennesseeTitans.com. Hey, we appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, y'all have a good one. Thank you.
And we'll have more on this game. 615-737-1025 if you want to weigh in on the text line or call us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.